Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness has the power to break the negative loop when it comes to the story we tell ourselves. This is true when someone has wronged us, and even more true when it comes to forgiving ourselves for doing something we should not have done or simply not achieving the success we think we should have by now. It gives us the opportunity to start over and not be weighed down by the past beyond the lessons we learned. It is really hard to let go of the past. The real problem is that negative experiences become part of our story and how we see ourselves. It holds us back from really being ourselves and taking the chances we need to take to succeed at life and be totally free. We may be nervous around other people, so we don't go to key events. As a result, we don't expand our network. We don't meet the love of our life or a business partner. We may be petrified to speak in a meeting or even worse, in front of a larger crowd, so we don't do it, and our wisdom and message stays trapped inside. How can you possibly get a job of your dreams or launch a business without the courage to really express yourself? Even worse, if someone said or implied that you're stupid, you may believe them deep down and hold back from sharing your thoughts because you feel worthless and prefer to feel invisible. And then you hate feeling invisible, but don't realize that you made yourself invisible on purpose. So you don't speak your mind in meetings, you don't write the book that is within you, and don't give the speeches that could help others transform. And so from an entrepreneurial point of view, you don't start the business that could help others and yourself become free. You have to forgive, let go, but it isn't easy. The two biggest reasons people can't forgive are fairness and the fear that by forgiving, we somehow give the world permission to hurt us again. Hidden below all of this is the thought that we were somehow partly responsible for the wrongdoing. And if we forgive, we let our guard down and it makes us feel vulnerable. The good news is that everything you've been learning in this program so far has been helping you learn to become an observer of your thoughts. So with that, we're going to shift into the observation phase to practice this some more, and then we'll set an intention to forgive and let go. Breathing is the source of life. You live, you breathe, you live. In meditation, yoga, and other mindfulness practices, focusing on the breath helps avoid distractions, but it can do even more. When you follow certain techniques, it helps you go deeper, and sometimes you may even achieve a transcendent feeling. Remember this practice if you're having a panic attack or are afraid or nervous. First, I will describe the breathing process and will then instruct you to join in. For now, just listen to the instructions. Inhale as much as possible through your nose for a count of 7. Hold your breath to a count of 1 and exhale to a count of 7. The pattern is 7-1-7. Now let's do this together. Inhale 2-3-4-5-6-7. Hold, exhale 2-3-4-5-6-7. Repeat this exercise until you hear a loud bell, and then just breathe normally at your own pace. Remember, 7-1-7. Congratulations! Even people who've been meditating for many years get distracted. What is important at this point is to observe yourself thinking, to notice that you're distracted and simply come back to the meditation. As you do this, it means you're learning to separate yourself from your thoughts and practicing becoming an observer. And as you develop the skill, you can finally become more objective about your past and your present. Think about the most important event in your life that is holding you back. I'll give you a few seconds to think about that. Now just forgive yourself or the person. Don't justify why it happened. Don't try to explain it. Just say in your head, I forgive you. I don't condone it. But I forgive you because I need to move on. So take a deep breath and push the negative experience out of your body forever as you exhale.